This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
There's an art museum in the Netherlands that's got some empty spaces on its gallery walls today. Last night, thieves made off with as much as 100 million euros. It's about $130 million or so, worth of priceless paintings. A Picasso, a couple of Monets, a Gauguin as well. But now that they've got them, what are they going to do with them? Robert Whitman is an art security consultant. He used to run the FBI's art crime team. Mr. Whitman, good to have you with us.
Thanks, Kai. It's great to be here.
Well, first things first, these guys have these paintings. What are they going to do with them?
Well, the problem is going to be that. What I always say is with these individuals is they're very good criminals, but they're terrible businessmen. So they're going to go out, they're going to steal these things, they're actually going to plan it, and then they're going to take them somewhere and hide them, and then they're going to try to find a buyer. And that's where they're going to find out they're going to run into a big problem.
Why is it such a problem? I mean, these are ostensibly valuable things.
Well, Kai, you have to understand, when it comes to the art market, there's three things that make a painting valuable. It's authenticity, provenance, but it's also a legitimate title on a piece of artwork. These paintings do have that. They are authentic, but of course, these guys don't have legal title. That knocks out all the value.
The thing that gets me, though, is that the return on investment in this is now so low, because in theory, they've spent time planning it. They've spent time acquiring equipment and training and casing the joint and all that other stuff, and they go into it blind, basically.
Yeah, these were not art thieves. All right, these guys were a bunch of criminals who were involved in many different types of criminal enterprises, such as car theft, you know, dealing in drugs, gun running, and this just happened to be the latest job that they did. They're not going in, you know, and doing these elaborate heists like Thomas Crown at the movies. It's not like that.
It's not possible that no stolen painting has ever been sold, right? I mean, it must happen.
Oh, it happens. Yeah, stolen paintings are sold, you know, inadvertently. Sometimes people buy them by not, and they don't know that these pieces are stolen. But we're not talking about masterpieces. We're not talking about multi-million-dollar items. We're talking about pieces that are much cheaper, much smaller, and that, you know, that don't hit the art market the way these have.
These paintings that were stolen last night, if you're right and they're not going to be sold, what's going to happen to them?
Well, I think that they're going to go into hiding. They're going to be probably in people's closets and behind furniture for the next couple of months or 6 months or so. And then you'll see some nibbles at possibly some ransom type of attempts. And then eventually they'll come back to market and be recovered.
You think so? You're confident they'll come back?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'm probably 90% sure, to be honest with you, that these pieces will be back at some point. I mean, it might take a few years, but eventually they all come back because, let's face it, you know, these outlive all of us. We're here for short amounts of time. These paintings are here for centuries, some of them.
Robert Whitman founded the FBI's art crime team. He's got a book about his life doing this stuff. It's called Priceless, How I Went Undercover to Rescue the World's Stolen Treasures. Mr. Whitman, thanks a lot for your time, sir.
Kai, thank you so much. It's great to speak to you.